Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 74. We're going to our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I keep saying, you have not believed in vain. That's why you're listening here. It's if I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. And that's what we're treating. First of all, the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel, the number one of the gospel is that, how that Christ died. And now we are at the point where Christ has died, and now creation went into mourning, and for 3 hours the sun refused to shine. And some versions say the sun was darkened, others say it refused to shine. And then Matthew 27, 51 to 54 says an earthquake took place. So these are physical phenomena that took place that shows that something was out of the ordinary was happening. Why would the sun refuse to shine? There is no day like that. When the sun refused to shine for 3 hours in the height of its strength at noon till 3 p.m., that is not normal. And as I said, there are laws and there are phenomena. This one is not a regular thing that happens. Then secondly, here was an earthquake. An earthquake took place. Why? Creation was shaking to the very center. Hey, creation was shaking. What are you saying? What is happening here? That the Son of God, that Jehovah himself, the covenant God, the keeper of Israel, will come rejected of his people and now will come and hang naked on the cross? Naked on the cross. This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that deity will come and be a substitute for humanity. That deity will come and take the place of humanity. Listen, he did not send an angel for you. He came himself. There are some things. You know how it is like when you send somebody and they come back with this story and that's what you say, let me do it myself. This one was a let me do it myself. God said, let me do it myself. The results I want, nobody can. Let me do it myself. I created the man, he fell. I have come to redeem the man myself. And that is why he came. He has come to be man's substitute. And yet he hangs on the cross. And as he hung there, there was an earthquake. Boom, 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 boom. Ah, creation was shaken. Creation was shaken. The earth was shaken. The earth was shaken. The rains of the earth were shaken. They said, what is this? What is happening? God hanging helpless on the cross because he's a substitute of humanity and is here to die for the man. Oh, listen, there are people who have difficulty with their self-worth and they feel they are nothing. Listen, don't let the devil deceive you. I don't know why men will not go to their creator to know what he did. When he put you together, do you know what he was doing? Why do you let your stepmother and my auntie and the woman I lived with and the man I lived with and I was abused? Why do you allow these things to follow you? Come on, lift up your game. Lift your eyes from there and go to your creator and ask your creator, why did you create me? Why am I on earth? Ask him. It is all written in the word. And a lot of people, when they say, go and ask God, the first thing you do is to pray. No. First thing to do is to open that Bible. Because in it is written, and what is written can never be changed. And that is what Pilate sent to them. When they said, come and change, come and take this king of the Jews. What is written is written. It cannot change. It can never change. What he has said about you, God will never change his mind. And if God will not change his mind about me, and God says that this is who I am, then I will better get myself well-versed in what God says. Instead of what my stepmother said, instead of what that man said to me 10 years ago, instead of what my ex-husband said, you are worth nothing, and you believed him. And what is his life? Come on, go to the word and know what the word says. So the word says you are so precious. By this act of love, where the Creator could not sit still. He could not sit still because of you. And he had to come. Jehovah himself, walking on this earth, on the dusty road, and hanging naked on the cross for you. Please, you are too blessed. Bye.